Good morning. Welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. We have a few announcements. Carrie?
Just a quick reminder that the guided meditation leg of our healing journey is this Thursday at 7 p.m. in the adult lounge. Bring pillows, blankets, whatever you need to get comfy, because that will be necessary. And we hope to see everyone there Thursday at 7. Thank you.
Good morning. What I tried to say unsuccessfully earlier without sound, I now have sound and you can hear me. In your bulletin, you will find a white insert and at the top says, Dreaming with God. The session here at GPC is doing some visioning and dreaming and praying and would love to hear your feedback. You will see more of these inserts in the weeks to come. So if you would, take a moment, read it, fill it out, put it in the offering plate, or place it in the office. Thank you.
Whoops. Not so good.
Yes, the wheel-a-thon is on. Yes, it's going to be beautiful, 80 degrees and sunny. Woo! And yes, just in case, you better, like, put in your backpack a rain jacket. Just saying. Also, I wanted to tell the, I am having such a hard time with this microphone. Just a minute. Oh, okay. I'm just going to do away with this for a second. I also wanted to tell the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, you have a special part in the service this morning. So if you're not already sitting here with Vicki, during the first hymn, if you'll come up and sit with Vicki. Vicki, you want to stand up? Sorry. All right. We have a task for you. Al.
Good morning. Welcome to October, which is going to be a pretty busy month. If you like to cook or prepare meals, because we have lots of opportunities for you. First of all, on the third weekend, at the third Saturday in October, we're going to serve a St. Joseph's meal, and that requires that we have donations of food and time, and the sign-up sheet for that is out on the sign-up board in the narthex. And right after that, we have the ham dinner, which takes everybody's involvement. We've got the hams on order and paid for. Now all we need is you to help make it a success. So on October 26th is the ham dinner, and we need everybody to get out there and talk it up, tell your neighbors, friends, and relatives that it's the best ham dinner in Rochester, which I have no doubt that it is. And then volunteer and donate food, and we'll have another successful dinner. So thank you.
Thanks, Al. So this morning we're worshiping, or semi-worship, well, yes, definitely worshiping, but worshiping semi-Jamaican style. So with that in mind, I invite you to relax and just praise God and to go with the flow. And as part of our Jamaican celebration this morning, we wanted to share a fun, community-building, life-in-the-church kind of thing that happens in the Jamaican worship services. So first, find on the back of your bulletin the article that's entitled Happy Birthday Song. Now, it's not that we don't think you know the birthday song, but the Jamaicans add an extra verse, and we weren't sure you knew that. So now, if you have an October birthday, we ask that you stand. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, congregation, you know I can't sing, so I'm, like, counting on you. So let's sing, using the verses in your bulletin, happy birthday to these people.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Indeed, God created us as people who love to celebrate. And this morning we come celebrating the way in which God has worked through our partnership with the United Church of Jamaica. Many, many of you have participated in moving the vision of an improved basic school to reality. In fact, I would like for you to stand if you've been to the Green Island Basic School and you've worked on site in any way. Please stand. Please stand if in the last 6 years you've bought the alternative mission gift in memory of a loved one at Christmas or Easter. Instead of the poinsettia, you bought the mission gift. Please stand. Please stand if in the last 6 years you have contributed to the peacemaking offering or the Christmas Eve offering. Please stand. Please stand if you attended the Ryan Sim fundraiser or last year's coffee house or the family fun night in July, or the Jamaican dinner this summer. Please stand. Please stand if you are a member of the Rochester Jamaican organization. Please stand if you made a donation to the Green Island Basic School in any other way, perhaps made a dessert for the coffee house last year, or even bought a Green Island pencil at the alternative fair, contributed crayons, or gave funds through PayPal, or anything else. Please stand if you have prayed for the Green Island Basic School here in worship or at home personally. Please stand if you are here today to celebrate the completion of the Green Island Basic School project. All of you partnered with God and the Green Island United Church to make this celebration possible. So now, when I count to three, I'd like for you, in a very loud voice so that they can hear it in Jamaica, say, praise God. One, two, three.
Praise God!
Thank you. You may sit down. And I invite Kathy Coons forward. This summer, a GPC team of 13 people traveled to Jamaica to finish the construction of the Green Island Basic School. On the very last day of construction, when the school was finished, we gathered in prayer and thanksgiving with the teachers, the principal, the clerk of session of the Green Island United Church of Jamaica, and members of that church. As your representatives, we accepted a plaque of appreciation. It was presented to us by the clerk of the Green Island United Church of Jamaica, and it only seemed appropriate to present this plaque to Kathy Coons, our clerk of session. So, Kathy, we bring this to Gates Presbyterian Church. And we bring it from our partners at the Green Island United Church of Jamaica. Indeed, cultures, races, and nations have been bridged in the spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. Holy God, we have walked on holy ground with your people of the United Church of Jamaica. You filled us with vision. You empowered us with energy. You multiplied our resources. And together, we have renovated the Green Island Basic School. We give you thanks for the sacred push we felt at times of discouragement. For today, our heart is filled with joy as we celebrate the completion of this global mission effort. We imagine the smiles on small faces as they learn the fundamentals of education in a welcoming and inviting environment. And we are so grateful that we could be part of making this happen. Continue to guide us, O God, to the people and places where we can be your faithful servant, doing your work in your world. Amen. As we continue in celebration and worship, there are a few things we wanted to explain to you. The worship service, as I said, is led by a mission team that traveled to Green Island this summer. On that trip, we worshiped with the Green Island United Church of Jamaica. Thus, we wanted to share with you that experience as much as possible. So please note a few things. Your worship leaders are wearing white. In Jamaica, on a communion Sunday, folks wear white as a way of remembering that in sharing the cup and the bread of the sacred meal of Christ, we are also sharing in the promise of new life and resurrection today, tomorrow, forever. In addition, we will pass the peace of Christ this morning, and we will do it to the beat of tambourines. Both passing the peace and tambourines are a routine part of a Jamaican worship service. The 4th, the 5th, and the 6th graders in Sunday school class will be helping us with this and with that wonderful tambourine sound. So now let us worship together.
Please stand if able and join me for the call to worship. God has called people from the farthest places on earth.
East and west, north and south, the people of God are together.
From Gates Presbyterian Church, from the Green Island United Church of Jamaica, the people of God are gathered. To worship God, to love each other, and to serve the world in Christian partnership.
Amen.
Trusting in your mercy, we confess, O Lord, our fear, our doubt, and our hopelessness. Out of fear, we engage only what is familiar. Out of doubt, we wonder who is really trustworthy. Out of hopelessness, we give up and give in. Too often, reason undermines vision, and we ignore your call to be your partners in the work of peace and justice. Hear us, God, as we silently pray for mercy, for vision, and hope. Amen. This is the good news which Christ makes known to us. We are forgiven. Because we are forgiven, we have grace to share. Because we are loved, we have love to give. Thanks be to God.
Indeed, on this World Communion Sunday, there is the joy of sharing God's love with the entire world. And so now, to the beat of tambourines and the beat of Bob Marley, let us get up and pass the peace to each other. The peace of Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Please stand and pass it among your... Bring you back together, this feels wonderful. And with you. I invite the children forward. 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, you did a great job. Wait a minute, Tammy, we're not going to let you get by with that.
Yeah. She's got one. She's just not.
It's not working.
Oh.
See how the other one is.
Yeah. That one's working.
Oh, wait, this one's
one of them is.
You're on now? Now you've got two.
Oh, I tried to get away without having a microphone. So, scooch up. Come on up. The guys are behind me. Come on up here. Huh? You have a cold?
She has a cold. She doesn't want to get near everybody else. So this morning, I hope you were paying attention, and you heard Carol Ann talk about the special plaque that we got. Did you hear it? Did you see it? Yeah? From the Green Island Basic School. Well, look around at all these grown-ups in the white shirts sitting in the front here. Okay? And I got white on, too. So that means I went to Jamaica, and I helped in school. But why do you think we went? Oh, yeah? To help people, right? Anything else? What? To help the community. Oh, gosh, these guys are smart. Why do you think we went instead of some of the other people sitting out there? What was it? What?
Because the other people didn't want to go.
You don't think they wanted to go? I don't know if it was that so much, because let me tell you, Jamaica's a pretty nice place. Yeah. Well, the 13 of us sitting here, we heard a message. We got a call from God. Oh, you're making a funny face at me. Mm-hmm. You don't think we got a call from God? Did God call us on the telephone? Who thinks he called us on the telephone? Huh? No? Who thinks God sent us an email? Did God send us an email?
I think so.
How about I know? He sent us a text message. Do you think it came on our phones and we got a text message? No. No. What happened? You have a question? What's your question? No? You think it was a text message? No. Well, what happened was, friends, is that we got a message from God right here. What's here? What's here in your body? Yes. Your heart. Yeah. But you know what? All of us heard a message from God in a different way. And for me, it was like a little flip-flop in my heart. Like a little flip-flop, like a butterfly kind of that you get in your belly, but it was a flip-flop in my heart. But you know what? The first time I felt that little flip-flop, I don't think I was a very good listener. Because I heard about some mission trips in our own church, and my heart went flip-flop. But that's all that happened. I went on. I wasn't a very good listener. How about you guys? Are you guys good listeners? Would your grown-ups say you're good listeners? Yeah, sometimes. But you know what? Then I listened again in church, and I heard another story about another mission trip, and my little heart went flip-flop again. Do you think I listened that time? I didn't. But then Carol Ann came up there, and she said, I need some grown-ups, and we're going to help with the school. And I thought, oh, there goes my heart again. And it went flip-flop. And I thought, a school? I'm a teacher. Helping kids, bringing crayons. I can do that. And guess what happened this time? I went and I listened and I joined all my other friends here that heard a message too. But you know what? My story for you today is you don't have to be a grown-up to listen to God. Do any of you listen to God? Do you? What does God say to you? What does he say? Lots of things, yeah. Raise your hand if you have ever brought in some food and put it on our wall out there. You've done that? You've listened to God. Raise your hand if you've ever brought in some of the undies for Undie Sundays. Oh, come on, raise your hand. You didn't do that? That's a way that our church and people in our church listen to God. How about, have any of you gone to the Advent fairs and bought some things that we've had out there? Raise your hand if you've done that. There we go. We've got some hands. You've listened to God by doing all those good things and helping people through our church. How about the mitten tree? Has anybody brought in mittens or scarves or hats for our mitten tree? Yeah, you're raising your hand back there. I hear you. Yep. All right. Lots of people have done that. That's listening to God. That's doing something that's helping your neighbor, helping friends here at church. How about at school? Has anybody helped friends at school? Ooh, lots of hands go up for that one. That's listening to God, doing what's right, following the stories that Jesus taught in the Bible about helping our friends and our neighbors. So how many of you are going to listen? Listen. Listen. Good job. Listen in our church. Feel that little flip-flop in your heart. Can we pray? Okay, repeat after me. Dear God, we thank you for our mission teams and all the ways we have to serve you. Help us to listen and hear you when you call us to be like Jesus. In our homes, in our schools, in our church, in our world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
First scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 85, verses 8 through 13. I will listen to what the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints, but let them not return to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. Thanks be to God.
Help us.
The second reading of the word is from Matthew 13, 31 to 32, and 17, 19 to 22. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. For truly, I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
We have a mustard seed story to tell you, and Anne Marie is going to begin by giving you a little history, but in a very creative way.
It was a year, 2007, that an idea of a basic school in Green Island was born. A mission project in Jamaica, the church would have to be forewarned. An architect showed some plans and excitement was abound. Now it had to be presented to session to see if the idea was sound. We crossed our fingers hoping there wouldn't be a single frown. To our delight, it was embraced by everyone around. Now it had to be presented to the congregation with the hope it wouldn't be shunned, but people were excited, and this great mission was blessed by each one. A goal of 25,000 was established, with another church matching the same. Fundraising events for 5 years was definitely going to be our aim. In the meantime, we had our senior highs travel to the Green Island Basic School to perform mission work of painting, digging, and building. They thought this was pretty cool. Bringing laughter to the children, gaining friendships and a different culture to embrace, they saw God's love shining in all people, as well as his peace and grace. Excited to share their stories to the congregation at Gates, that Mission Projects in Jamaica was an awesome place. Then we heard the Florida church decided not to fund the project and opted out. We wondered if this mission was in jeopardy and would be in doubt. But we remained positive and hoped that our dream would not fade, convinced that God had his hands in this mission, and so we continued to pray. The final year was 2013. And we were worried as we were not close to our goal, but creative minds, more donations, and budget adjustments, we were back in control. Church members traveled to Jamaica to meet the builder and finalize plans, fixing the damaged roof of the old school, adding a new building. This was going to be quite grand. So in August, a group of 13 people from Gates Church traveled to Jamaica not knowing what to expect. Would the school be finished for painting? Would we be able to work? Would there be defects? We went with open minds, and when we saw the school, we were filled with delight. The building was more than what we expected. It was a beautiful sight. We were met by the school members and their excitement they did relay. They now had a new building with a principal's office, an extra classroom, 3 toilets, and a sick bay. The pastor and all those who held their hope up for years were quite joyful and appreciative, their eyes filled with tears. We all began to work in painting the old school and new. This mission work would not have been possible if it weren't for you. Your faithfulness and generosity shines through and through. May God bless each of you, as what you do for mission is huge.
If I had to sum up one word for this mission trip, it would be relationships. I have pondered these thoughts of God's presence in my life and on this mission trip for a long while. As this question of how God is working in our lives is posed to those of us on session every month, I have become very thankful for this question from Melissa and Carol Ann, because it reminds me to stop the craziness of work and life, step back, and genuinely reflect. I have to honestly say that I experience God every step of this Jamaica mission trip, starting on the plane ride, having wonderful conversation with someone who has been a member of this church as long as I have, and just not taken the time to get to know her, all because she sat in a different section of the church. How silly is that? I found that similar circumstance throughout the week with almost everyone on our team from GPC. From car rides to dinner conversations to sweaty painting sessions at the work site to beach fun, which was every day, by the way, and walks. The Jamaican church service was so cool. They all got up at different times throughout the service to sing and meet and greet people no matter where they sat. I do believe we can take a lesson from their tradition. And who knows, we could meet some awesome people on the other side of the church. They also used tambourines with their songs and sometimes did not have any organ playing at all. It's okay to do things differently once in a while. The Jamaican people are truly thankful and gracious people. There really is no problem on about anything. It truly was an honor for me personally to meet Lloyd, the driver, who I believe has been in almost every Jamaican worship service story on some level. Lloyd is a very gracious and hospitable man and couldn't do enough for us. Also to meet the leaders of the church and the basic school, who were so very thankful for our assistance with finishing this awesome project. I will say that by midweek, I learned to embrace the heat. Some of the Jamaican people at the work site advised us not to use our air conditioning in our rooms, and I must admit I didn't listen and enjoyed those brief moments of air conditioning. It is also okay to enjoy that luxury when accessible. For me, God's presence was really there not only all week, but especially by Thursday and Friday when the heat and the fatigue set in on the week's work activities. I think I was just so thankful to be doing what I had been wanting to do for so long that it didn't matter what the work was. You just do it. Lots of water and a sweat towel was a must. To sum up relationships, I expanded my relationships with GPC team members and made new relationships with the Jamaican people at the church and the work site and country where we stayed for the week, especially when we locked ourselves out of our room the very first morning exploring our surroundings and our PJs. Jamaica truly is a tropical paradise, and I'm very thankful for being able to experience some of what both of my children experienced with their time in Jamaica in 06 and 09. And the last relationship connection I'd like to make was that most of the team of adults on this trip all had children that had already been or will be going to Jamaica. I know this team came together for all individual reasons, but the end result was one team effort doing God's work. Amen.
Hi, my name is Christine Schott, and besides being the advisor on this trip to a bunch of rowdy adults, I have had the fortunate opportunity to travel to Jamaica twice, now with GPC. I first went as a youth back in 2005. From that experience, there was no doubt in my mind that I wanted to go back to Jamaica again. Not only for the sun, beach, food, and gorgeous sunsets, but also for the way Jamaica just happens to bring out God's love all around you, through the people, culture, and landscape. After reflecting on this thought, it is like asking the question, where are my eyeglasses, when you are already actually wearing them? God's love is so abundant in Jamaica that it was almost easy for me to miss, but also easy to find. For starters, it was present at our work site while trying to find any piece of wood possible that would hold me and others in our group so we could paint the ceilings and top halves of the outside walls of the school. The Jamaican workers found what I needed and reassured me that it was fine and that I would not fall. I eventually did not think twice and just trusted them. This was God's presence in the landscape and people keeping me safe. God was present in the ability of one Jamaican woman to work every day in well-worn flip-flops on very rocky terrain. Our small group also coming together with very obvious differences between us and being able to divide and conquer the work within the time frame was as well the presence of God. It was the presence of God and the people's determination to finish a well-understood goal which had been planted in our hearts. God was present in the women who prepared delicious, fresh meals for us every day. It was through their ethnic food and culture of serving us this food that gave me the strength to finish out each day in the hot and humid weather. And finally, on that last day, when the school was all painted and pretty much set for the children, which at times I wondered if it would happen, the culture of Jamaica showed God's love again. The minister and other women of the church gathered us together, and in a circle, they sang to us their joy of a mission complete. As they presented the various plaques of thanks to our congregation, the Sims, Carol Ann, and Mary, it is here where I see the scripture of Matthew's coming through. Each one of these plaques, along with the Green Island congregation, represents the roots of the newly finished school. These roots were strong and did not let the worries and distress of the world keep the seed or the idea of a new, or the idea at one time of a new school from following God's faith and love, which enabled it to finally become the greatest of all trees, being the tangible finished school. The thing that has stuck with me the most is the fact that I was blinded going into this trip. After going on the youth project and then being away at school and other life endeavors, I lost touch a bit with the Green Island project. I still, though, always made sure I voiced that I would want to go on another mission project. Therefore, I just assumed it would be another one like my senior year, where we would do some painting and needed repairs. However, it was so much more than that. It was years in the making with huge obstacles that were overcome, from a church in Florida dropping out to the Green Island church's pastor leaving. So to be part of this final culminating journey, I am forever grateful. Amen.
Good morning. I'm going to tell you about an unknown journey. When we talk about things that are near and dear to our hearts, we try to quantify them as being physical. Well, I'm here to tell you about a spiritual journey, one that I took to Jamaica to understand about a new land, new people, new friends. And for those of you who know that know me, I don't like to talk, so I'll try to keep it under 20 minutes. So when I first heard about this trip, something inside of me said I have to go, and I don't know why. But I kept asking the question. There was something just I had to go. And I think a lot of the team felt the same way, and you hear the stories about the same, and you hear what's going on. There was a purpose of enlightenment that we were looking for. So after getting to the airport the first day and realizing that it was way too early to do anything but sleeping, we got to the gate, and I was greeted by a bunch of empty seats, not realizing that everybody was still going through security. But as we got there and we started talking, and everybody started sharing stories and really communicating, it became apparent that everybody was there about an unknown. So after long air flights and airports, we arrived in Montego Bay, and I know it's been expressed, but the word hot does not describe Jamaica. There should be another adjective. It is hot. So again, though, when you get there, I asked myself, why? Why am I here? Why am I doing this? And I wasn't finding answers. So as we loaded in the vans and we made our way to the school and the hotel we were staying at, everybody started talking and kind of understand why we were there. Nobody had answers, and I still didn't have answers. So we got to the church and we realized that all the things that we had talked about and hoped for, a lot of those prayers were answered. You know, they were far enough ahead, we can get things done, but we realized there was a lot of work to do for the week. So on Sunday, we attended two church services that were very different, but enchanting with their own love and passion for worshiping the Lord. The churches weren't elaborate, they were hot, there wasn't a lot of air, but there was a love and passion from the people that were there, from the services to the prayers to the meal that was given to us afterwards. You could just feel the love and passion that the people had from Jamaica. But again, I was struggling to find answers. So Monday comes, and it's finally time to work, and as we start to meander around the school and find our own ways and tasks that we can do, it became apparent that there's going to be a whole lot of painting going on. There was some walls. And so as we worked through the week, and everybody's lending a hand where needed, and we started to develop a friendship, and I'll say a fellowship. And whether it was doing the plumbing or trying to follow directions that after asking 5 or 6 times, I finally sunk into my head that what they were trying to get across. But it was understanding and it was listening to the people. But one day, something happened. We were in a room and a song broke out. We don't know the words and I can't remember the song today, but it didn't matter. We were singing. There was no harmony. There was no nothing. But we just turned around and thankfully, someone couldn't get their cell phone out fast enough to record it, but it didn't matter. We were just singing. The words were there, and it didn't matter. And something went off in my heart to say, you know, what's going on? So we got done, and I started looking around, and I started paying attention more to what was going on in the people that were there. Everybody was talking. They didn't care what they were talking about. It didn't matter. We were just talking. We were communicating. So as I kind of looked and I started to get my answer and started to understand what was going on, a lot of it was from the heart and soul of the people that were there. The lunches that the ladies prepared for us, including our resident chef, Michelle, who helped out as well. But there was a sense of pride and passion that can only be described as love for God's children. From the long walks on the beach every morning with a gentleman that has the greatest heart in the world. I'm not even in his realm. It's amazing. He loves people, and just to talk to him, it was amazing. Talks with a friend in a room about nothing but family and hearing the passion in his voice. The sharing of pickles outside a grocery store and realizing there was other foodies around. It was the burst of laughter from a simple phrase of "I told you so" at breakfast the next morning, and everybody knew what was going on. But one in particular story was one about a small item that someone took the time. It's called a Scotch bonnet. But it's not about the pepper. It was about the effort that someone went through to share fellowship and love that another person could understand something from their culture and their people. And I thank you for that. So what does this all mean to me and the mission? Well, it goes back to something from Melissa. I asked her for something a long time ago, and I want to read you a few things, and it'll make sense in a second. Worship. Glorify God through traditional and non-traditional styles of liturgy, prayer, scripture, thanksgiving, and music. Hospitality. Intentional practices and conversations that challenge us to imitate God's welcome and compassion. Mission. Reflect the love of God by reaching out to those on the margins of our local, regional, and worldwide communities. And spiritual growth. Create spaces where all generations can learn together, listen, share our questions and struggles, and actively live our Christian faith in daily life. These are GPC's core values. So what does this mean? Let's think about it. We talk about how we did, and someone asked me a question as to how we did. All I can say, and I can say from my team, is we are GPC, and we showed it. So if and whenever you're driving down the road, and something inside you tells you to turn down a different path, make that turn and take that leap of faith. God will give you answers if you drive long enough and pay attention. God's always with us. All you have to do is listen. Amen.
The Green Island Basic School was, as Craig so accurately said, a leap of faith. And isn't that exactly what we heard in the Gospel of Matthew this morning? The kingdom of God is like a farmer who plants a tiny seed in the ground and the faith will grow into a big tree. And yes, you, my friends, dug the hole and planted the seed full of faith. You stayed committed to a global vision of a little school on a hilltop in Green Island, Jamaica. And we did that for so many, many reasons. For some, it was the conviction that early education was the foundation of academic success. For others, it was a deep desire to help those living in poverty. Still others yearned to support the incredible work of educators who taught God's small children with very limited resources in extremely overcrowded classrooms. Others believe that global partnership is a step toward global peace. And still others remember the love that Frank Roberts, Ryan Sim, and Bob Strawbridge had for children and felt that this project was a way to personally honor them. Yes, there were very many different reasons that we all nurtured that little seed. Yet in the process, I dare say we all experienced the amazing truth of Jesus' parable. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible for you. In a few moments, we will come around the table of Jesus Christ. We will share the sacred meal of our faith with our brothers and sisters throughout the world. May we do so, celebrating our unity in Christ, the one who makes all things possible. In the words of the hymn that we're about to sing, let us talents and tongues employ, reaching out with a shout of joy. Amen. All are invited to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ who believe in Jesus Christ. You can find the litany for communion in the back of the green book. In the early hours of the morning, while all was quiet and dark in our homes, the sun was rising on the other side of the world, and the dawn of this new day. And with the dawn of this new day, God's people began gathering for worship amidst the sound of drums and tambourines, guitars and pianos. And now we too join in the worldwide chorus of those who call upon the name of the Lord on this World Communion Day. So come, not because you must,
but because you may. Come, not because you're strong, but because you seek God's strength. All those who trust in Jesus are invited to come and join in the feast that God has prepared. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the kingdom of God.
People will come from east and west, north and south, and sit at the table in the kingdom of God.
This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust in Him to share the feast which He has prepared. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with His disciples, He took the bread and He blessed it and He gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized Him.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Give thanks to God, for God is good.
His love is everlasting.
Gracious and loving God, we thank You that from Your love You created a wonderful world. You made it a place of peace for the whole of Your creation. You filled it with everything Your people need. Your prophets proclaim that justice should roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. They lifted up a vision in which swords would be beaten into plowshares and nations would live in partnership with each other. Even when we gave up on Your way of peace and justice, Yours is a love that never gave up on us. And so You sent Your greatest gift, the gift of Your Son, Jesus Christ. And on this World Communion Sunday, we gather to give thanks for the Prince of Peace and to share in His meal of reconciliation. Great and wonderful are Your works, Lord God Almighty. Your ways are just and true. With people of faith from all times and places, we lift our hearts in joyful praise, for You alone are holy.
Holy God, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus, who lived with us sharing joy and sorrow. He told Your story, healed the sick, and was a friend to sinners. Obeying You, He took up His cross and was murdered by the people He loved. We praise You that He is not dead, but is risen and is still the friend of sinners. We trust Him to overcome every power to hurt or divide us, so that when You bring in Your promised kingdom, we will celebrate victory with Him.
Remembering the Lord Jesus, we break bread and share one cup, announcing His death for sins of the world, and telling His resurrection to all people of the nations.
Great God, give Your Holy Spirit in the breaking of bread, so that we may be drawn together and joined to Christ the Lord, receive new life, and remain His glad and faithful people until we feast with Him in glory.
O God, who called us from death to life, we give ourselves to You and to the Church for all ages. We thank You for Your saving love, Jesus Christ. Amen.
On the night of His arrest, Jesus shared a meal with His disciples. And after giving thanks, He took the bread and He broke it. And He said, "This is My body, broken for you. Eat, remembering Me."
We cannot live by bread alone. So Jesus took the cup as He did the bread, and He poured it so that we might remember the sight and the sound, and He shared it among us, saying, "This is faith made new. Faith you wouldn't even know how to ask for. Faith that will surprise you. Faith that will sustain you."
Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me.
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever believes in me shall never hunger. Whoever trusts in me shall never thirst. Eat and drink from me."
Thank you.
Friends, this is the cup of the new covenant. Taste and see the goodness and grace of God's mercy poured out for each of us.
Let us pray. Oh God, through this bread and this cup, you have made us one with you and with each other. May the unity we find at this table be a gift that we carry out into your suffering and divided world. Help us to find strength in knowing that you, the God of peace, will always be with us. Amen.
Friends, at this time, I invite you to share your prayers of joy, your prayers of concern. We will have microphones, hoping that they will work. If you have a prayer request, please raise your hand.
Hi, Fran Perrell. I have great knowledge that Tom and Carol Cathy, in the third row over there, will be celebrating their 51st wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
With Beckett, prayers for my brother in North Carolina. He's continuing to battle two life-threatening conditions with experimental treatments, and they've had to put aside the treatments to treat pneumonia, which is not supposedly life-threatening, but they haven't figured out whether it's viral or bacterial, so they don't know how to treat that yet.
Prayers for your brother.
Abby Unson, happy that we can all be here today.
Amen. That's a great prayer of joy, Abby. Got one more over here.
I have prayers to wish my Nana a happy birthday and a good trip.
Happy birthday to your Nana.
Heather Pym, I'd like prayers for my brother-in-law who's 33 and he just had a heart attack. And he's going to have a stent put in tomorrow and he's on all kinds of cholesterol, blood thinners, all kinds of stuff. So prayers to my sister and her three boys for healing and strength to get through it. Thanks.
Prayers from the Sunday school children. There's a prayer for Grandma and Grandpa that they have a safe trip. Prayers for our family, and one prayer thankful that they have a new puppy. And I also have a prayer request. A neighbor of mine he'll be 2 years old next month, child, little boy who has stage 4 cancer, and he went through 13 hours of surgery yesterday and did well with that, but he has a lot more ahead of him, so we ask for your prayers.
Let us continue our time of prayer. Redeemer God, this World Communion Sunday, we thank you for your Spirit, which sustains our world, connecting us more surely than any worldwide web, binding us together more closely than any cable could. Thank you for the beauty of the church with all its denominations, with people of every color, nation, and culture. Thank you for the beautiful music of languages and our abilities to learn them. Thank you for the beauty of worship in its many forms. And thank you for the beauty of this world which feeds our souls. God, we also give thanks for the beauty of compassion, which moves us to action when we see our brothers and sisters in need, whether they be next door or on the other side of the globe. In this spirit of gratitude and beauty today, we pray for all those who are hungry, who are afraid, those who face violence, those who are working for peace, and we pray for those who need to work for peace. God, this morning you have given us glimpses of your face and your grace through our relationship with the Jamaican communities in Negril, Green Island, and Santoy. We celebrate the basic school in Green Island and your involvement in making that dream a reality. Lord, you are doing a new thing in our world. You are working in ways we can hardly imagine. Thank you for your vision, which is greater than our own. Help us to put our trust in you, our Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, and Friend. And now we continue together with the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us continue our celebration this morning as we give thanks to God and offer back to God a portion of those blessings with our morning offering. And I also call your attention up to the screen where you'll have a glimpse, a little bit better glimpse of all the great work that took place at the basic school.
One love, let's get together.
I will feel all right.
Say it.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let them help us all their dirty remarks.
One love.
There is one question I'd really love to ask. Who has hurt all mankind? Just save his own belief.
One love.
Fight is holy and Gideon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there will be no no do.
One song.
Have pity on those whose chances grow thin. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Say it.
One love.
waters of generosity, taking you to the gate of thirsty neighbors, that you might come to know them, and knowing them, share in the richness of God's love. Amen.
Work on that was Bob Binko. He did a wonderful job on that. And also, what I didn't tell you at the beginning of the service was that another part of your Jamaican experience today would be length of service. We are a people renewed. We are a people of hope.
We are a people of celebration.
So let us go into the world with lives that witness to the work of Christ.
Lives.
Living in hope and celebrating Christ our peace. Hallelujah. Amen.